Welcome to Pride Pulse, the podcast celebrating diversity and amplifying queer voices in South Africa. I am your host, Evie Mzandisi. And today, for our season one finale, we're delving into queer culture. I'm joined by Gama Worldwide social media influencer and first openly queer Amapiano artist to explore how queer culture shapes identity, community, and creativity. Let's start with your journey. How did you first get into dancing, music, and how has your identity shaped your creative path?
I think let's start with identity. I've always known, girl. Like, I've always known from the smallest little kid. Like, mm-hmm. I've always known that there's a little bit of color in me. Mm-hmm. However, my dance, or my love for dance, rather, started when we were still young. Because I grew up in a family, like a big family, with so many cousins, you know, and like we were each other's friends. So that was the only thing we'd do, like dance routines, you know, Brenda Fassie, my grandpa's playing Brenda Fassie, would literally just cook up routines. And I think
just
that's where.
Be aware of the,
oh, yeah, sorry.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think that's where my love for dance like came. Yeah. And till today. Still the love of my life.
Still the love of your life.
Chien.
You've built like a massive like following on Instagram and like on TikTok. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure that comes with like pressure too.
Mm-hmm.
How has these platforms helped you like express your identity and connect to your audience?
I wouldn't really say that platforms necessarily like fully helped me. Because by the time I tapped in, mm-hmm. like I was already like fully comfortable with me showing that side of me like outside on social media. So it starts at home, and it started at home. So I think knowing that I have like I've got the support that I need at home, you know, I've got the people that show me support at home. So it was like easy for me to like transfer that to my social media or like to the media. However, it also did help. Social media obviously helped a lot with like, you know, contributing to my lifestyle, I guess. Yeah. And me, you know. So, yeah, I think it has its ways. Social media has its ways of shining lights to, like, different people.
Mm, yeah. I think that's one thing I appreciate about social media, because mm-hmm. it makes, you know, compared to traditional media where everything is geared a particular way,
yeah,
a particular structure, certain voices get more favoritism over others.
Yeah.
Like social media just has widened that market
yeah.
for everyone. And one thing that I remember having a conversation with a friend about, because oh, we're such academics and we're boring.
Yeah.
But we were like talking about like how you, Kagiso and Randy
yeah.
and countless others that like, I'm thinking about in my
yeah.
head, like, yeah. and countless others like from our community.
Yeah.
Are in these spaces, are in these platforms, and are helping to like widen people's mind frames
mm.
or understanding of like of the queer community.
Yeah.
Have you felt the responsibility that comes with like representation?
Oh my gosh, always. Like always. Do you mean like the pressure that comes with that? Is that like where your question is angled?
Yes.
Yeah, like I think yeah, like, because you always just want to prove yourself. First of all, you'd know, like, being queer always comes with, like, that extra 10% on that 100 to always, you know, want to prove yourself. So, yeah, there definitely is pressure, especially, like, in a heterosexual dominated, like, industry.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I won't even lie. Amapiano is a hetero straight. Fact that I'm the first queer Amapiano artist says a lot.
Says a lot.
So yeah, like there definitely is pressure to not only represent, but make sure that the rep is like good, you know. So there's always that behind my back. Like I move with that like all the time.
But like, don't you feel like, oh, okay, sure, I'm in the space, I'm mm-hmm. doing this thing,
yeah.
and I'm the only one in this lane.
Yeah.
Maybe let's not say like they're the only one. Maybe there's some queer underground artist somewhere.
Yeah, 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 for sure, for sure.
For sure, right? Yeah. But like you're in the mainstream.
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever feel like, oh, come on, guys, can I also like do a bit me? Like, how do you, to the naysayers, have you ever felt like responses from like naysayers?
Like, I'm always me. That's the thing. So I never feel like I need to go an extra mile to try be me again. Mm. No, I'm always me. Like, it's either you're going to like it or you won't like it. Yeah. And if you don't like it, it's none of my business. Like, you know. So, yeah, I'm always directly in my lane or always sticking in my lane. And that's the only thing that keeps me sane. Because imagine I had to pay attention to everything else. There's a lot. There definitely is a lot. Yeah. Especially in the space. Like, you seeing a queer person as a hetero guy on stage leading or lead performing.
Yeah.
And you're also a piano artist or a piano producer. That must suck. You know? And you know that, in your head, this queer person, according to society, is not supposed to really be where they are. Mm-hmm. You know? Yeah, RV, there's gonna be problems. So imagine I paid attention to that. Like, I'd be nothing, trust me. Like, I really would be nothing. There's so many things that people say that break or that could shatter someone. But no, girl.
So, like, would you say family is, it forms a part of, like, how you ground yourself?
Family, friends, my team. Yeah, definitely family, friends, my team. And I think myself also. Oh, my mirror, girl. My mirror.
Come on, Issa Rae.
My mirror.
Come on, Issa Rae.
Yeah, she's like, she's like, you know. Yeah, no.
So, like, you just go there in the morning. Walk me through, like, a routine.
Not in the morning. Okay. Not every morning. Because, like, it's sometimes, like, weird. Like, girl, what are you, why are you speaking alone? You know, but I do it, like, time to time. Like, it really helps. Like, it actually really helps. Like, you know, especially when it's gotten there and it's, like, deep now. Now, like, it's my point to break down. Just quickly run to my bathroom, go, mirror, look at yourself, look at your brows, look at your tiny little eye bags, but they're cute, you know? So, yeah, like, I think self-affirmation is the most important thing. And there's so many ways to do that. Like, it's not only the mirror. Like, you could do it in so many ways. I journal a lot as well. I read a lot as well. So, yeah, like, my selfie camera also helps. No filter, though.
No filter.
Yeah, you need to be real. Like, you need to be real with yourself and tell yourself that you are that girl.
Okay, I hear
you know,
that.
So if someone else comes to you and tells you, babe, no, you know, actually laugh at them. Like, it's comedy. Like, what do you mean no? You know?
Yeah. I use rap. Like, for me, like, it's that like it's rap music.
Is
and, like,
dope.
And especially, like, rap girl music. Like, I'm just like,
oh. What's your favorite song?
Right now?
Ooh. And it has to be rap.
It's, oh my God, I would say Dochi. Dochi is just
okay.
Stunning, okay. stunning. I forgot the song's name, but like, oh, she's just killing it.
Yeah, no, the artist is eating.
Yeah, she is just eating.
Artisting.
Eating. But I'll say like second, I'll say like JT.
Okay.
JT's Sideways.
Love me a little JT.
Sideways. Yeah. Oh, Sideways is such a vibe.
Sideways is cute. I love JT. But she's not an everyday. Like, I wouldn't wake up and say JT girl.
Yeah, you know? I hear that. Yeah. And everyday would be, oh, girl, I'm in a love hate relationship with her at the moment. It's a bit abusive.
Ooh.
With Nikki.
Okay, yeah. I get that. I get that.
I'm like, oh. Fair. If I could get you off station head, if I could get you off Twitter, give me your phone.
Give me your phone right now.
Give me your phone. Yeah. I'll manage you. Fire everyone. Because clearly, what the hell?
Because what's happening? True.
Girl, what are you doing? What are you doing?
She's this, great, though.
She is. She's goated. Despite everything else. Despite everything else. Exactly. And there's plenty. Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot. There's quite a lot.
There's a lot. From your perspective, what makes our queer culture vibrant and unique?
Outside the fact that we work 10% more and we're always trying to prove to society that we exist and we're human, I think queer people are the most creative and hardworking people that I know. And I don't know, like, queer people just, like, you just feel it. You just feel it when you walk in a room that, babes, get it, girl. Go get it, girl. So, yeah, there's a lot of things that make us unique and different. And I think that's why society sometimes gets mad because it's so evident. that, you know, there's like a lot of things, and I can't really, I don't have them on top of my head, but I know when they, when I see them,
when you see,
I
see it,
you know,
you just have to experience it, would you say?
You just have to experience it, but there's like a whole lot of things, like, and also people are different, and there's a lot of queer people, so you can't pinpoint one thing and say, this is what makes a queer person special or unique, like, we're, like, it's almost like our own Rainbow Nation also, so yeah, there's like a lot, there's like a lot for sure.
I mean, like earlier, before then we started recording, we were talking about Birth of Stars. How did you guys, like, were like, okay, we need to, like, be able to, like, use our art and, like, use our personalities to challenge stereotypes and, like, create new narratives? Essentially that's what you guys were doing, like, creating new narratives around what it means to be queer.
Yeah. That was not the intention at all from us. I mean, as much as it was part of the contributing goal, I don't think it was an intention, or we knew that that's what we want to do, or we want to come break boundaries or whatever. Like, it actually happened so awkwardly. Like, we just loved going live during quarantine. Like, we just loved going live. And just the three of us. Sometimes we'd add a friend for money, or, like, we'd change at people and just laugh. And thousands of people would join the live. And I think it just then started there, like, you know, it's actually crazy how just living your life and just being yourself can literally change your life. Like, it can change so much. Because, I mean, a live stream, guaranteed, you're going to see someone's personality. And that's just what we were showing, you know. And a whole lot of people pitched for shows. And the rest is history, literally.
In the world of, like, social media, representation is everything. Is everything.
Yeah.
How important do you think it is for queer youth to see themselves represented by people like yourself in creative spaces?
The most important thing, because you know, mainstream channels don't really pay attention to, like, well, now recently I'm seeing a lot of it, you know, but, like, you don't, like, see a lot of queer people on TV. Or, like, as a little kid now, I'm just, like, imagining myself as a little boy. Like, I wouldn't see a lot of those people. Yeah. So, for you to open your phone and hop on TikTok and see someone that, you know, or see someone that you'd want to be like one day, can go a long way. It literally can go a long way as a small boy. Because I can imagine if I had a phone and there was TikTok and there was a Kamu when I was still young. Girl, you're telling me it's possible? You're telling me it's all possible at that age?
Yeah.
And it's not only just Somizi now, or not even in that way, don't get me wrong, but, like, Somizi was the only queer person when I was growing up, you know?
Like, mainstream.
Yeah.
Like, mainstream.
Mainstream as well, and love Somizi down. Somizi calls me, tells me so many things about the game to watch out for. So, not even in that way, but, like, knowing that there's only one representative in the community, and that makes it hard to believe that my dreams are valid, you know.
I mean, true. I mean, Somizi literally, I would, like, even, like, in the in everyday life, people would be like, oh my god, you know, instead of, like, of them, like, calling you, like, gay, they'd be like,
yeah,
oh, Somizi.
Yeah,
that literally, you know, highlighted the fact that
in,
like,
high school I actually got so immune to that. I was actually, like, I was blossoming when people would call me that. Like, I'd literally blossom and say, yes, very, you know, but also people did that because he really was the only person.
He really was.
Like, he really was the only person.
Like, outside of, like, Senzo and Jason on television, like,
they weren't really queer. And, like, Let's start there.
And, like, they weren't really queer, too. It was.
Exactly. So, yeah.
So, like, what advice would you, like, give to, like, queer youth out there? Who are trying to, like, find themselves, find their voice, and try to, like, get comfortable with who they are.
I'm starting to feel the pressure now because I'm like, what if I fuck up my answer and I don't know?
I mean, think of it from, but, why would you have wanted to hear?
Maybe that, like, it's okay to live how you think. Like, you know, because as a queer person, you think your life is wrong for living that way, or you think it's wrong of you to speak the way you speak, or to walk the way you walk, or to like the things that you like. But, like, it really is okay. You can't change it.
Yeah.
And you need to be at peace with that. Like, you know? And if there wasn't society, or if society was not the way it is, like, it was going to be normal and your life was going to be fine. Like, you know, just so just think like that, I think. And I think what helped me the most is just like fully like accepting myself. Because without that, it's so hard for other people to also like accept you, you know. So, yeah, I think it goes back to also like listening to other people or what other people have to say about people like you.
Yeah.
And taking that into heart, or also starting to criticize it and thinking that it's wrong. And it's not. Like, it's, you didn't. You also know very well that you didn't just wake up one day and
You didn't sign up before you were born.
You didn't sign no form to say, finally, it's happening. You know? So, yeah, you just need to accept yourself, and everything else just comes after. And that's actually where your life starts. When you accept yourself, that's actually where your life starts. Because when you still, and I'm not saying there's anything wrong with people that prefer living that way and not being known. It's also totally fine if that's how you want to live your life. Like, it's okay. But also, like, your life really is from you saying, yes, this is me. Like, that's and actually where it starts.
Your life.
You know, we keyword, all have a purpose.
Keyword, your life.
Your life, genuinely. Y-O-U-R. Your.
Okay.
No, acronym. Facts. It literally is your life. Like, you know.
You spoke about accepting yourself, and I can relate to that. Mm-hmm. I can relate to that because it just...
How hard is it also?
It very.
Oh, Jesus.
Because, like, also, like, accepting yourself is, like, accept yourself every day.
Every day.
If you're being honest.
It's not just, like, a
It's not just a moment. A, like, a moment where you're like, oh, I'm done. I accept myself. Here we go.
Definitely.
I'm done for life. No, you accept yourself every day.
True.
Take me to that moment where you're like, I need to accept myself.
Yeah. Grade 11. I remember, like, I had a group of friends and they were girls. Loved me so much. Loved them down as well. And we were just talking the other day, you know? And I was just like, you guys really think I'm into girls? And they were like, girl, no, the hook.
That girl, we know.
Why would you ask that? Like, we know. And I think what I appreciated the most was, like, how matured they were and not treating me different.
Mm-hmm.
So that hit home. And it made me realize that I was so scared for the longest time to be myself around people that already accepted me so, like, you know, so passionately and so loudly as well. Yeah. And, yeah, like, I just had a conversation with myself that it really is okay for that reaction. Also, it really is okay for you to just, you know, live and then at home as well contributed to that. And from there, like, I was just like, you know what, actually, my life is actually not for anyone else.
It's yours.
Yeah, it literally is just my life. Like, if you don't like it, then I also don't like your blue pants, the fuck? What do you mean? Like, there's so many things
not
that
the
you won't
blue
like.
Pants.
No, but true, like, not everyone's going to like you.
True.
You won't like everyone.
And, like, that's okay.
And it's
that,
life.
That's
like,
okay.
It's life. Imagine
that's
waking up, smiling at everyone. No, babe. Like, hi. Oh, that's not how life works. Like, people are gonna hate that you exist, and it's okay. And it's not only for queer people, it's for
everyone.
Everybody.
It's for everyone.
You know? And yeah, it really is for everyone. People will hate you and people will love you. And you, if you love yourself, actually, you just need to choose which one you prefer the most for yourself to do for you. To hate yourself or to love yourself. And that's it.
And it's like a bit of a yin and a yang, you know?
It is.
Like yin yang.
Big time. A perfect balance.
Perfect
a
balance.
Perfect balance.
Is your mic okay? Are
yeah,
you fine?
Yeah, it's okay.
Now?
I'm just trying to adjust my seat and my back.
Girl, you're young. Please. Please. Music and dance are powerful ways to express identity. We all know this. Can you talk about how you infuse your personal experiences, if you do, of course, into your performances and how your art connects with your audience, whether it could be like the LGBTI qua
yeah.
community or the broader public?
Yeah. I don't know. Like, I draw inspiration from everything mm-hmm. and anything, like every day, also on a daily. So, and that's always communicated in dance, because dance is really an expression of how I'm feeling. My dance and how I dress and how, like, I think you can point out on someone's mood for the day from their shirts. Like, I always just say that. Like, I always just say that, like, or from how they're walking, you know? So it's the same with dance. Mm-hmm. Like, you always just see it, especially if you know dance. Like, you always just see that, huh, this person is really just trying to say they're sad. Or this person is really angry at something mm-hmm. and they're trying to take it out. But it's the most beautiful thing. It's therapy also, outside the fact that I use it to entertain people and obviously get my bag, girl.
Dollars.
It really is therapy. Dollars. And yeah, like, I'm in love with moving my body or communicating with my body. Like, it's the most beautiful thing when I'm tapped into it. Like, because mm-hmm. there's times where I'm like, oh, girl, do I really have to dance today? Like, why? You know,
but you also think about
because
the gig.
Ah, true.
When facts. You think about the gig,
facts. When you bag. Think about the gig and the bag, but also like, because when you love something, you also don't want to do it every day because you really cherish it. You know,
true.
So yeah,
true. Mm-hmm. And talk to me about the intersection with like music.
Yes,
with the music.
That was actually the most shocking part of myself, like really? That was the first time I've ever shocked myself. Like, I know that sometimes I really can take it up there, but that I really shocked myself. I've always like dreamt of performing in front of like the biggest crowd. Like, as a kid, as I told you that my cousins and I would always like perform and play, like, you know, play around and dance. I'd literally close my eyes as a kid and just imagine this big stage and a big crowd. I just never knew it would be my own music, you know? And it was the most beautiful discovery when it happened like 2 years ago that, oh, girl, you actually, you've got this. Like, you're that girl. Like,
I got hits.
No, but it was, it was so hard. Oh my gosh. Like, it was so hard standing in front of straight producers with big puffy hair, because obviously Gum was gonna pull up with full glam to studio,
of course,
and having to record
with hinges,
the hardest thing ever.
Really, the hardest talk thing me through ever. That experience of like having to be confronted, like, okay, I'm trying something new, something that I never really thought I'd ever do. But
okay, so but, like, my first day, inside it's like quite deep,
it's clocked in.
My first day in studio, or my first day going to studio, was actually very like energetic. We're from the club the previous day, and the same people that were partying with just said, let's come to studio, like, just come to studio and let's see like what we do. So I was very amped. Like, I kept on asking my management at the time, like, what time are you guys picking me up? Like, let's go. Like, I really want to go. So I wasn't really confronted by anything. There were so many people. It was Deb and Coco's studio. Thanks to her. Love her loads. But there were so many people there. But I don't know. There was no pressure also. But also because I've always just been a girl that loves themselves and a girl that sees themselves as, like, in my world, I reign supreme. Like, nobody's gonna
touch me. You're the main character.
Girl, the biggest character also. So, yeah, like, I walked in the room and it was dope. Like, I wrote what I just wrote my mind. I just went into the mic and we just, like, started singing. And that was actually my first song that I dropped. And that was intentional because I wanted, I don't know, I wanted to convey that message that it is a mistake and I want you guys to hear it. That it's my first time.
Yeah.
So you guys see the growth. Because when I dropped Abafana, I had already made like 14 other songs. Or like I had already been in studio like so many other times as well. But I wanted Abafana to be my first and my debut. And it wasn't like perfect. I didn't even want it to go through mix and mastering. Like, I really intentionally didn't want it to be a professional sound.
Not like even mixing, girl?
No. At all. Like, at that time, I was so excited. I just wanted my music to be out. I want to shoot the visuals, girl. Like, give me that cover. Like, give me that pretty Please. Cover, you know? Mm. So, like, I really didn't care. Like, I really genuinely didn't care. Like, I wanted a song to make people dance and a song that I could dance to, most importantly. So, yeah. Okay. Like, I really loved Abafana. Well, I still love it. Like, it's my first baby. I always will.
You always will.
So, yeah.
That's your debut. Mm. That's your debut.
So, yeah, after that, like, it then started being, like, difficult a bit because now I'd go to, like, stronger studios with a lot of straight guys. So yeah. that can be a little uncomfortable mm-hmm. because you don't focus now on the craft. You focus on who's watching, who's looking. Oh my gosh, am I doing good?
Yeah.
Not also because you're trying to impress people, but because you're in, I don't know, you're just in your head. And that happens a lot.
Like, I mean, yeah. like an environment that you're not particularly used to.
Facts.
Kind of a thing. It's like, oh.
You see, that part too.
Like, I'm new here, but like, I'm also like new at this thing.
Yeah.
I'm here to do. So yeah. it's a bit of.
But shame, I won't even lie to you. Like, with my experiences, I've never had like bad ones because the studios I've been to were always so accommodating. Mm-hmm. Like, whether hetero or whatever. Like, it's actually always just been guys. And they were always like the softest people. I also don't know if it's because. Yeah, Kamu can push the numbers. Or like because someone with a following is coming or whatever, or that stigma behind their heads or whatever. But they've always just been so respectful and so accommodating and so, like, you know. So as I said, it was just me living in my head, like, all the time. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
As someone with, like, a platform, what are some of the some changes you would like to see in... I mean, in this question, I understand that, like, queer culture is not stagnant.
Mm-hmm.
Culture is never stagnant.
Ever.
For once. But, like, with the culture now, looking at, like, queer culture now and how it's represented in the entertainment industry, mm-hmm. what changes would you like to see?
I think if you asked me this question, like, 4 years ago, I'd have a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I think, like, the industry really has, like, worked so hard. I can testify
yes.
that there's so many good things that the industry has done for our community now yeah. and for it to be where it is, especially in SA. Because outside, well, in the whole Africa, first of all, South Africa is the only,
girl,
you know, country that is,
girl.
You know, so I think, shame, the entertainment industry has done a lot, especially in South Africa, for the queer community. Mm-hmm. Like, you see queer people on TV now, you hear them on radio, like, you see them on social media, you see them on ads, you see them on movies. Like, it's everywhere. So, yeah, I think I wouldn't really say there's anything in particular, unless I haven't experienced it,
yeah.
that I'd like to change. Mm. You know, there probably are, like, a lot of things that,
like,
other people...
Like, room to grow.
Room to grow. There definitely always is room to grow. But... Yeah, I think I'm pretty content. Like, I think I'm pretty, like, chilled. Also because I respect people. So I think there's always that respect, like, shown and given back.
Mm.
You know? Yeah.
And we're seeing more, like, queer influences, like, coming to the forefront now. Thanks to social media.
Thanks to social media.
Thanks.
Thank God.
Thank you.
Thanks.
To whoever. Do we think? Never mind. We don't think. Never mind. Not him. Who are some of the queer, upcoming, like, queer artists or, like, or influencers or cultural figures who have inspired you and why? You
can, upcoming.
Okay, maybe, like, not upcoming, but, like, who are, like, visible? You can give me five and why.
That inspire me.
Mm.
I wouldn't necessarily say inspire, however, I would say, okay, but motivate and inspire is the same thing.
It can be different. Can inspire in a good way, but you can also inspire in a bad way. But, like, here you're inspiring in a good way.
Fact. Okay, good. Let me just say motivate.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of I'm gonna shine lights to the TikTokers that are, like, coming up now, the queer TikTokers that are coming up now.
Yeah.
You know, I am so impressed at the work that they're doing. And, yeah, like, just, like, the steps that they're following as well. It's just also so inspiring to see young creatives also tap into their real selves or the and just live their lives. So it's always, it's even for me, it still inspires me to see someone live their true life, you know. So Smokey for sure, Space Anza for sure. You know, I know it's a group of a lot of them, but I'd like to shine like my light to them. They're doing amazing, brilliant.
So, like outside of that group, particular group, anyone else, or just
yo, I wouldn't really say in the community in South Africa, shame. Outside. And I also don't want to lie. Like, even outside, like, I draw a lot of my inspiration from heterosexual people. And that's not even a bad thing, but like, I'm a girlies girl. Like, I love me a, like, a pretty beautiful girl. And you know,
you're like a doll.
Like,
because you are
I
a doll.
Draw, I draw a lot of inspiration from dolls, actually. You're right. Like, Bratz dolls, a lot. And a lot of people can see that it transpires. But yeah, like,
I see it.
Like,
I see it in the fashion.
I don't think, like, I'd say, or I'd like to, or at least they're not on top of my head. I don't have anyone that I can pinpoint and say, girl, you. Yes, you. When I feel bad, I open your page and I, oh my gosh. In fact, that traumatizes me. Like,
opening a page,
opening someone's page and looking at my life and saying I want to be like that, that depresses me a lot. So
comparison,
comparison then starts. So no, I don't think I draw my inspiration from that angle, but maybe the things that make me happy or shine lights, because I know if I walk into a toy store, I still do it at this age, and buy a pretty Bratz doll. Girl, that makes my day.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
do you have a collection?
I don't have a collection yet.
Okay.
But I am still, like, curating my glam room, so it will. Like, soon. I will.
Okay.
Yeah, soon.
I also, like, gonna get, like, your own, like, doll, like, made and stuff. And
don't tell your mother. We're cool for the summer. But, yeah, no, I'm a dollies girl. Like, and that's where my love for, like, fashion, hair, and makeup came. Genuinely, like, fully.
Are you gonna pursue that? Because I think you should.
What in particular?
Makeup, fashion, fully.
That's like what made me. That's like my name. My name is stamped to that.
We're like...
Like fully. Like, no, hectically.
We can talk about my ideas for your brand after this. We can talk about my ideas
for
your brand
after fully.
This.
Yeah, no, fully.
Yeah.
No, I've always been like a glam baby. Like, my dad even knows. Like, ever since I was a kid, he'd leave me play with dolls. Like, he don't, like, it's just always been in my blood.
Just like,
yeah, just like, I just love beautiful things in life. And you know what? Glam is one of them. So, yeah.
But, like, finally, what's next for Gamo Worldwide? Whether in music, dance, or any form of expression?
Oh, my gosh. So many things. Things that I can't even talk about yet, unfortunately. I'd love to, like, the Gamo inside of me is like, take it out, girl, take it out. But I can't, because in the end.
But you're gonna come back.
Yeah,
and
I like, will.
You'll
definitely
come back.
But so many,
this girl,
like,
exclusive.
So many things that actually, that's why I've got eye bags, even. But a whole lot of things are in store. But 4th of October, it's called Pose.
Pose.
It's called Pose.
What's it inspired by?
I feel
by?
Like the curlies will relate a lot. Mm. It's inspired by, I think, the main inspiration behind. Do you mean the name or the EP in general?
The name, and then we can proceed to the EP as a whole.
The name, RuPaul. RuPaul's Drag Race. RuPaul's Drag Race.
I've recently started, like, watching, like, Drag Race. I was like, girl.
Really?
Where the hell have you been?
Yeah, no. If you're only tapping in now, I'm judging you.
Oh, my
I'm
God.
I'm judging you.
I am
you.
A
No, but the name was inspired by RuPaul's Drag Race, because in the EP there's a song that taps into European house, which is like you know, RuPaul's sound.
Yes.
The girlies will know. Yeah, like, I just loved the song so much that I just wanted to name my entire EP after the song. Like, so yeah, Pose. Also because my life really is Pose, like, you know.
Actually,
you know. So yeah, like, you open my Instagram page and you really do see the post.
It's a picture.
Yeah.
Every post. It's yeah. a picture.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for joining us. Your journey is inspiring.
Thank you.
Your contributions to queer culture are absolutely incredible.
Thank you so much.
We look forward to see what you do next.
Appreciate it. Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
All about a gag.
Oh my God.
Real gag.
Thank you, Gamu, for sharing your story and insights on queer culture. And to my listeners, thank you for joining me this season. Stay proud, stay visible, and keep embracing who you are.